You're listening to The Natural World. For KLCC, I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, April 20th, 8 p.m. Agate Hall, University of Oregon Campus, Eugene. Agate Hall sits at the eastern end of 18th Avenue. It is the site of one of the truly unique marvels of cooperative avian behavior. Most of the time, this old building's four-story brick and concrete chimney serves as a neighborhood landmark. However, each spring during their migration from as far away as northern South America, thousands of foxes, swifts, gather to spend the night inside this tall, hollow chimney. For reasons that are little understood, they come from miles around solely to roost in this singular place. The same is true during their return migration to the tropics in the fall. Swifts spend all their waking hours in the air chasing insects. They have long, scimitar-shaped wings and a stubby tail. They are adapted almost solely for flight. They eat, court, and mate while flying. There have even been reliable reports of them sleeping on the wing. Swifts belong to a family of birds that cannot perch or walk. They can only cling. Since the 1980s, foxes, swifts have begun to use large man-made chimneys as overnight roosts during migration. For millennia, these birds have used vertical, hollowed-out, old-growth tree trunks to huddle together for their collective night's sleep. Large, burned-out, hollow snags are becoming rare in the Pacific Northwest due to modern logging practices. This appears to be why, over the last few decades, this northwest bird has started to adopt a new strategy. Some species, through their own plasticity or just plain luck, manage to find new ways to survive using man's artifacts in place of the degraded natural environment. After spending an hour or so gathering from every direction, hundreds of birds begin to coalesce into a formation that resembles a tornado in slow motion. A resident Cooper's hawk seems to know exactly what to expect and flies directly to perch on the lip of the chimney. Right after sunset, a few birds begin to drop very close to the dark opening, but turn away at the last second. During this feigning performance, the hawk easily seizes a bird that ventures too close and flies off with its victim. More and more birds begin to adopt this behavior, as the group seems to convert from individuals into a single-minded swirling gyre with a determined, unified will. At some point, without warning, the birds begin to funnel into the opening of the chimney. From this point on, nothing about the process appears random. There is very little wasted motion, as the whole event happens very quickly and efficiently. The swifts flutter down into the dark interior of the chimney, where they huddle together, clinging to its rough sidewalls. Within moments, hundreds of birds have disappeared into the cavernous sanctuary. This migratory bird hotel is occupied for the night. This is KLCC's Natural World. If you have sightings or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.